Hello everyone, this is Mashur Anam from lifeharmonized.com. Welcome to coaching call number 3. Now this call is primarily set up so that people in Europe, Africa, and Middle East, Western Asia, they can also participate live, but everybody is welcome to join. Now when I do turn on the Q&A mode, please let the people from Europe raise their hands first. So I'm going to ask them, anybody from Europe, Africa, Asia with questions so that they can also have a chance to ask the questions live. We did have 2 other calls based on U.S. time. And we will have another one on September 27th. And most likely I will add 1 more call because Darius did request to add another call as a lot of our new people have been purchasing the package. So to start, let's start with a short journey as a group. So please close your eyes. And I'm going to reactivate the harmonic shield for everyone. All of you who are live and everyone who will be listening to the recording. And I'm going to add everyone inside a group shield. So we only receive purity and we can only send out purity. Now, as a group, let's travel into the sun. Let's flush our entire energy field with sunlight. Let the sunlight go through all of your cells, every chakra, every meridian, every atom. I'm going to call the rings of harmony around everyone. Let go of all of your worries, fear, judgment. Release all anger, shame, betrayal, guilt, resentment. Let's clean up everyone's chakras. Allow the sunlight to go through all of your chakras. Let's also open up the vision board. And let's look at all of your blocks. Any blocks, issues related to nothing works for me. I cannot do this. It works for other people. It works for a little bit, and then I go back to square one. Let all of those morphic fields be disconnected now. The vision board automatically connects you with higher vibration. But let's also connect to morphic fields such as everything works for me. I have 100% success. All changes are permanent and they only get better. Everything works for me, preserving the highest love, light, joy, healing, harmony, truth, abundance, and collaboration. Now let's do a couple of short exercises when it comes to abundance and relationships, because most people have questions about these. Look at the vision board, and if you see it, it's great. If you sense it, it's great. Some of you may feel it. Some of you may understand it's there, and some of you may not see it or notice it. They're all fine. If you have a hard time, please draw it on a piece of paper. Draw an empty vision board. Draw a vision board with your goals in the left-hand column and the morphic field and negative connections in the right-hand column with a disconnect button at the bottom of the right-hand column. So this way you can visually disconnect. The idea behind all of these products and programs is to get you to see more, hear more, and notice more so that you can start to leave from a 12 chakra system instead of 7 chakra system. Now I'm talking about the major chakras. There are a lot more. But be curious. Keep asking your brain questions like, if I could see this, what would it look like? Make up some images in your mind. That way, gradually, your brain will not filter out this information, and you will start to see this vision board or any other tools, programs, and you will start to notice how they interact with you. So on the vision board, let's have a dial. And let the dial go from 0% to 100%. Don't control the dial, but ask about your current relationship comfort zone. Where are you from 0% to 100%? 0% meaning not much is going on, 100% meaning everything is absolutely fantastic. Let the dial show you. Or you may just get a sense. You may just know the number. They're all fine. Now let me add a higher vibrational template for relationship. And I'm going to integrate that for everyone. And then you will ask the question again. And you will notice the new number on the dial. I'm bringing down this relationship matrix, and now I'm integrating this for all of you. Take a deep breath and let go. Now look at the vision board again and let the dial show you what your new comfort zone is. Many of you will see an increase, and for some of you, you will need to keep integrate this more and maybe use some of the release programs so that you can release some of these blocks, and then the number can go up. Let's do the same exercise again for abundance. And once again, if you do not see the vision board, if you do not see the dial, that's fine. Ask yourself the question. If you could see it, what would it show you? What would the number be? Develop your inner sense. From your core, you will get the right number. So now let's have two more dials on the vision board. The top one is for your financial abundance. What is the range? What is your comfort zone for your financial abundance? And the dial can go from 0 to 100,000 or 250,000 or a million, depending on where you are. Don't force the dial, just let it rotate and show you where you are. Or ask, if you could see it, what would it show you? And for the second dial, let that represent your savings comfort zone. As you increase your abundance vibration, you also want to increase your savings vibration. So ask, what is my savings comfort zone? Let the dial show you. Or you may get a sense, or you may get a number. However you get it, that's fine. I'm going to activate Restore Inner Abundance for everyone now. let it keep integrating for yourself. I'm also going to expand all of your bank accounts. And flush them with pure light. Then I'm also going to activate Restore Inner Abundance for all of your bank accounts. When you do this in the future, you can say, apply template, restore inner abundance for my bank accounts. I'm also going to apply restore inner abundance for your homes. And let's keep these templates running for a week for your energy field, for your homes, for your bank accounts. Time to time, if you think about them, you can refresh. You can call them again. It doesn't matter. But they will stay active for 1 week. You can also set up timers this way. You can say, apply template, restore inner abundance for my home for the next 7 days. Now, when the template integrates all you can handle at the moment, they will stop. Even if you activate them for 7 days, they will not overflow your system with more information or higher vibration. They are designed to preserve maximum harmony for everyone. Let's look at the vision board again. Let's look at the dial and ask, what is your new financial range? What is the new financial comfort zone? And what is your new savings comfort zone? Most of you will see an increase. As you check time to time, as these templates integrate more, the numbers will go higher. Now, what does that mean? That means that now your energy field, your home, your bank accounts, your investments, and anything else that you have, they can now support this new number, this higher level of abundance. So the more you raise your abundance, it gradually becomes effortless. The main task that you will have is to keep training your brain so it does not go back and connect to the old patterns. Use the vision board always. Is there anything that is preventing me from achieving my highest abundance? Ask questions like that. Are there morphic fields that are not beneficial for me when it comes to my abundance? And then disconnect. Connect with morphic fields of higher vibration when it comes to abundance. You can connect with specific companies, people, and anything that you'd like. Maybe specific books. And always keep looking for what's new, what's different. Keep asking these questions to your brain. to yourself, to your consciousness, your higher consciousness, whatever you want to call it. This way you will create a new neural network that will support higher vibration for you. I will now close the vision boards. And again, when you're done, the vision boards will close automatically. Even if you don't close it, you know, don't worry about that. You can leave it open. You know, once you're done, the processes will complete and they will leave or they'll close, you know, whatever, depending on whether you're running them for a long period of time or not. So don't even worry about those. So as a group, now let's come back to the present moment and open your eyes. I will now turn on the Q&A mode. And again, please, when I ask you to raise your hand, people from Europe, Africa, Middle East, Western Asia, please raise your hand first, and the rest of you, please wait maybe 30 seconds or a minute. So we will go through as many people as we can in the next, let's say, hour and a half. All right. So I'm going to turn on the Q&A mode. Please press star 6 if you have a question. And when I unmute your line, please also say your location. You don't have to say your name because this call is being recorded and everybody will hear this call. They will listen to the call, those of those people who are not online. And so if you don't want your call name to be recorded, please just you can state your location. All right. Hi.
Hi, Mashur. This is Gurjeet from Surrey, BC. And I just wanted to say thank you so much. And I have another question that I wanted to ask. And that is that when you feel so like sleepy and what's happening at that time?
Well, a lot of people feel that when they release a lot or when they integrate higher vibration. So that's pretty common. Especially when you're integrating higher vibration, a lot of people feel sleepy for a few days. This happens, I've seen, when it comes to meditation and any kind of consciousness work. So that could be that. And also when people release, you know, depending on how their bodies respond, some people also sleep more. Some people feel a little more tired for a few days. And when that release is done, then they feel much better.
Thank you. And one more question. Suppose you have a specific issue, for example, a physical issue, like say your hair is falling off. What tool can you use, and for how long do you use that tool?
Well, for some of these, you know, there are definitely vitamins like biotin and other products that people can benefit from, but you can certainly use the vision board in that case. The vision board may connect you with some natural products and services that you may benefit from. So have your goal that I want to have strong hair, and you know that could be one of your goals, and see what happens. And always run the rings of harmony anytime you have an issue. So you can run the rings of harmony around you and issue with your hair. So do those parts and then use the vision board to attract whatever you need. So it could be natural health practitioner. It could be certain type of vitamin, mineral, anything. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've been wanting to ask for some time. You know, when we're doing the work with you on directly online, very often you say we're going to have a look at your blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So considering the fact that this is multidimensional, interactive, and so forth, when I bought the program and I was going through the installation and activation process, I got the distinct feeling at a certain moment, because during certain activations, it seemed as though the time that you took to do that was so intensely personal. I began to wonder if, I don't know how to quite ask this, if when you're doing the activations, is there at some moment or some way that you are organically connected with us, or is that simply something that happens in the recording for everyone? Or is my...
I connect with everyone who would ever use these products. So anybody
during the
who would... Yeah, anybody I would connect with, you know, even when I created the recordings, I would connect with anybody on the planet who
okay.
would ever use these products for their highest good and for the highest good of all. So however things need to show up, you know, it will show up for everyone. So that's where the multidimensional aspect comes into play, because each person can receive something different.
Right, right. Okay, thank you so much. It's fantastic. And I just wanted to add some, I remember you having said at least once that when you use the tools on a regular basis, that's at some point they can begin to act or respond automatically. At a certain point, I was using the vision board and I began to hear, like, wait, you're not done yet, or the I would hear disconnect before I said it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I just wanted to confirm that, you know, the work is really amazing, beyond amazing, and I'm so grateful to have found it, and thank you so much for all that you do. Thank you.
You're welcome. And also the other thing is, when you get when you really integrate these programs, at one point you may feel that certain customizations are happening for you. You may see a new tool popping up in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for you to use for a certain moment with a certain person. So all of these is possible.
Yeah, I had that kind of experience, I think, yesterday or day before yesterday, when I was using the tools for someone in my family. And I got this information that I was no longer to do it that way. I was supposed to do it with the upgraded level of the program. Is that possible?
Yeah, I'm always upgrading them. So, you know, when I upgrade, you actually, the next time you call it, you get the upgraded version.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. Hi. My name is Marty, and I'm from Hawaii. And my question is regarding weight. Somehow,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if I don't know if all the energy is coming in right now, if there's like weight, weight keeps being put on. I keep gaining weight, and it's not really what I'm eating as much. I don't know if it's hormone imbalance or if our whole systems are being recalibrated, and if there's anything how we can deal with that to just stay at our weight, our perfect weight that we are supposed to be at.
So have you worked with releasing the weight, like donating the weight, the way I explained that, setting up new weight on the hologram using the vision board, disconnecting
No.
from morphic fields of weight, connecting with some of the Qigong masters, yogis, nature, and donating weight to nature, donating weight to countries where people are hungry? Have you done some
No,
of those?
I haven't done that, no.
Okay, so you can do them. I think I have explained some of this in most likely the coaching call number two. But when you take a walk in nature, so let's say in Hawaii you have, it's all nature. Which island in Hawaii?
Maui.
Maui. Okay. So if you go to Hana or some other places where there's a lot of nature around you, stay there for some time, spend some time, connect with nature, and donate your extra energy to nature. Because weight is energy. Don't ever think about losing weight. You cannot lose energy. Your brain will work with the lost and found technique. If you lose your purse, you want to find it. If you lose your car keys, you want to find it. So if you lose your weight, the brain works the same way. It will want to find it. So you donate weight to nature. You donate weight to countries and to people that are hungry. Pick a country, pick a continent, pick some areas, and just whenever you eat or spend some time every day, just flushing your entire energy field with sunlight and let the sunlight melt all the extra weight stored as energy and let that energy leave your body and go to nature so that nature can recycle them and use it for other purpose. And also when you eat, send the extra energy to all the people on the planet that are hungry.
Oh, I
It
love that.
doesn't mean they may, you're thinking how this may affect them. It's possible that they may get sponsored by a company that's going to send them some water or some extra food because they are getting the energy of food. So keep doing that and
Oh,
set up
that's beautiful.
your weight goal using the vision board.
How do we go back? Is it possible to go back and listen to number two, or is once
Yeah,
it's
sure.
spoken?
You can go to the coaching call. There's a link to the newsletter. So when you go to the coaching call page, all the coaching calls are listed there, and this one will also be listed there. So you can
Perfect.
download and listen anytime.
Thank you. Another thing about when we do this with when we donate the weight, if there is a hormone imbalance, will that correct some of that also? Because some of it, I believe, is just hormonal, is it where our bodies are just recalibrating and
Well, when
will
you will
that.
donate, when you donate, Earth will purify everything. So you're not going to donate anything bad to anybody. So don't even worry about that. But,
Okay.
keep flushing your energy field with sunlight. Let all these imbalances harmonize and so make those intentions.
That's beautiful, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi. It's Kimberly here. Hi. I actually had a session with you some time ago, and I was under the impression that I was going to receive an email after that with transcripts of the call, but I haven't actually received that email.
I don't do transcript because I'm talking about, yeah, it's PDF files that I send out. These are for products and services.
Okay. No, when we had the session, it was you said you were looking into some past life work for me, and you were going to send me an email with the details because you didn't have the details just then. It was when you were just about to leave for
Okay,
Montreal, I
so
think.
it's possible I was gonna look up something. If you can send me a reminder, because there are thousands of email I have. Sometimes some of them get lost. If you remember exactly
Yes.
what I was gonna look up, so then I can respond to you. Okay.
Okay, because you were looking at the Akashic records, and I think you had something that you wanted to note down for me on that, and also on the past lives in some Egyptian lifetime, you were going to look up that and send me a note with it, an email with it. But I didn't receive anything after that.
All
You said
right, so
it would
if you
come through
can
in a few
send
days.
me a reminder,
Okay,
and this
what
is
email address could I send it to?
info at Life Harmonize, you can do that. This is Kim, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, do you remember exactly what I mentioned? Because I don't seem to have
it,
a note.
It had to do with a past lifetime in Egypt, and you said you didn't have all the information. You were going to look into it, and then you were going to send me more clearer information later.
Okay, I'll take a look again.
Okay, I appreciate that. I guess I don't have questions as yet because I'm still working the tools, and I appreciate your help on that. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tarkan from Germany. Thanks for taking my call. I've been using the holographic program and tools for quite some weeks now, and I don't know, is there a possible way of noticing if there's a very big, if there's any big achievement or difference or from the moment I started,
mm-hmm.
because at times I get confused, sort of.
Okay, so the first thing always is to disconnect from things that are not beneficial for you. So
mm-hmm.
you can create a new neural network, like the way I explained, you know, using the vision board or using the visual from the movie Avatar, the way
yes.
they connect and disconnect with animals. Keep disconnecting from all issues that are holding you back when it comes to finances or relationship, health, career, anything. And, you know, if you're looking for higher abundance, then keep working with the abundance tools, or for relationship, working with the relationship tools. The release tools, you know, they go pretty deep, but it's also a matter of time, like the two release programs that I have. So when you keep doing them, you know, when I first started a number of years ago to go really deep, it took me, I think, at least 3 months to see the first really big change. And at that point, I started seeing the flow of energy more, the angular rotation, how things were turning, twisting, how things were bouncing. So I did not see those things before, but it took me like a few months to get to the point. So when your field is clean, and when you cross a certain threshold, you start to understand that more, and more information start to flow through you. But in the meantime, whatever is not working, keep disconnecting those and keep connecting with morphe fields, such as you always receive 100% success.
Okay.
Everything works for you, things like that. And create a new neural network for your brain, because that's the main part that I talk about. Because, you know, we in our society, we get so much programmed since you know, we are little, and it takes a little time to break through some of these programs.
Okay, and thank you very much. One other question: would you, because I tried to attend the other calls from the US as well, even though it's about three, it's always 3-4 a.m. in Germany. The question is: would you suggest doing the abundant, using the abundant tools in the morning and using the relationship tools in the evening, because I sort of mix them up depending on the intuition I get?
Yeah, you can mix them up. That is fine. You don't have to do everything every day. But what I recommend, first thing is use the harmonic shield. The second thing is use the rings of harmony around you, your home, your office, your business, your website, you know, anything that you have, use the harmonic shield.
Okay.
I'm sorry, use the rings of harmony to do
rings
a thorough
harmony.
Detox. And then you choose. So you can choose to integrate, restore inner abundance for yourself, your home, your bank accounts, and all of your you know, financial assets. And then maybe in the afternoon, you want to work with a release program. So if that works for you, great. You can also change a little bit. Let's say, do the relationships in the morning, abundance in the evening. See which one resonates more with you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello, Bashar.
Hi.
My question is, when you say, just now with that last gentleman from Germany, so you say put the rings of harmony around yourself, your house. So each thing gets a separate ring of harmony, or do you just use a ring of harmony and you say my house, my business, like that?
Well, your office can be, you know, there could be different locations. So you could be, so, you know, activate it for yourself. Let's say activate the rings of harmony. By default, they will come around you. But when you want to activate them for your home, office, business, just say that activate the rings of harmony for my home, for my office, for my website. You know, think about those and then activate. So these will be separate rings of harmony. Because, you know, your office could be somewhere else and your home can be somewhere else and you could be in a coffee shop. So,
so you're saying then I should do the harmonic shield and then rings of harmony around anything that, you know, I would like to do a little better with every day and then apply the tools as needed for something special I want to work on?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Okay, and then my question is, when you're talking about putting the rings of harmony, say, around another person, do they need to know, do we need some sort of a permission? You know, when you do kind of metaphysical work, they always say you have to ask the higher self, la, la, la. So
It depends. If you're working for anybody in the family, you're very close, or if you're working for, let's say, to resolve anything between yourself and maybe some of the co-workers. So this would be something that you're connected to. So you will have the rings of harmony around you and all of your co-workers to resolve your issues. You're not enforcing anything on them. If you want to, if you just want to pick two people at random and you want to work with them and they don't know you, they have no idea about you, it's better that they know because you know, their consciousness has the right to reject it because just because they just don't know you. Unless you have the access to that level where you know that they're looking for this and their soul is reaching out to you, and then, you know, there's no issue there. But when it comes to personality, you know, sometimes if they're not in a mode of receiving, then they can choose not to accept it.
I see. So when you're talking about as well the food and donating energy, mm-hmm. and putting the rings of harmony around, say, something you're eating that you think might be fattening, does it take the fat away? I know that sounds silly, but or does it help your body harmonize with it?
It will purify and it will release the negativity. However, your brain is connected to the morphic field that will tell you that Coca-Cola is bad for me. So if you can completely disconnect from that morphic field, then you can transform Coca-Cola to some healthy juice because you can change that matrix. So, but most people cannot do that.
I gotcha. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hello, Mashur. I'm Diane. I'm in Vancouver right now. Normally, I live in Ottawa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. I have several questions. One of them is that recently you sent some information regarding other classes that we could attend. And I purchased the class with the Ascended Masters, and it said that we would receive it between 24 and 48 hours. I did this on September 3rd, and now we're September 9th, and I haven't received anything. I sent you an email regarding this, and I was wondering if it's because you're overwhelmed.
All orders get sent out normally within a few hours, even if I said 24 hours. If you can send me another email notifying that, because I've noticed many people got things caught up in spam or things got lost, and then I would resend what I sent out. But you should have received it.
Okay.
But please send me another email
I will do that.
Yeah, mark it important and, you know, just mention Ascendant Masters. I'll just, I can resend you that email.
Okay. Now that I have you, one of my questions was, do I need any special preparation or anything? Because it's kind of like, I don't know. All this is so new in a way. How can I, well, I guess my question clearly is, do I need to do anything prior to receiving this?
You're talking about using these programs and tools?
Yeah. You know, in terms of purification, I guess the rings of arm, the...
Yeah, what I recommend, you know, harmonic shield in the morning around you. You can put it around your home, office, business. Also
yeah.
use the rings of harmony around you and everything else that you have.
Okay.
You can use it around your food. You know, you don't have to wait, spend 10 minutes for each thing. You can just call them. That's fine.
Okay.
And flush your entire field with sunlight. Flush your home business with sunlight. You know, eat healthy. Stay away from things that are not beneficial for you as much as possible.
Okay.
You know, those are some of the things. Also, a lot of people watch too much news or programs that are not beneficial, violent. You know, I would recommend to stay away from those as much as possible.
Okay. I do watch a lot of news, especially political news. I have another question regarding relationships. Recently, I've had, I would say, serious problems with members of my family, especially my father. And there is a communication. He sometimes is impatient and can be abusive verbally. And the last time he did this, I didn't take it at all. And I just left him there. And this has been bothering me. And I do not wish to communicate with him at this point, but I feel that since I've done that, some stuff is like, I'm not as clear as I was. So I don't know, by using the...
You can use the rings of harmony around you and let's say all of your lifetimes on earth and all of his lifetimes on earth to resolve all issues that are preventing you from allowing the best possible relationship you would want.
Mm-hmm.
Also use the vision board to disconnect from any negativity, any people, places, timelines, morphic fields, anything that's holding you back. So use the vision board to disconnect those. If you know about some other people who have great relationship and that you know you would like to have something like that, you can connect with their morphic field, the vibration that they create.
Okay. But I, at this point, I do not want to communicate with them, and I was wondering, should I force myself to do it?
Well, that comes from a resistance. So you would want to release everything and harmonize everything. If a communication happens in the future, it's great. If not, that's great too. But
okay.
you would want to release and harmonize everything that exists.
Okay. I mean, I'm not wishing him any harm or anything. It's just, anyway, I feel that he's the one who has to apologize. Anyway, that's another matter.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. When you're looking at that, it's your internal disharmony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever other people are doing, if you react in a certain way, look at yourself first. What can you release? So that doesn't matter what other people say, you're not going to be affected. It's like somebody in a restaurant, a waiter asking you, do you want ketchup? You know, you say no. If he or she gets offended, that's his or her problem, her issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If other people's, you know, comments, actions, reactions, you know, they get you into a state that is not pure or in harmony, then look at yourself, release and transform those so that these things never bother you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So I will, regarding the other thing, I will send you an email and request the material.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Monsieur. Oh, another thing, you keep saying have fun with all this, and I was wondering, you know, how can you have fun with all this?
Well, it's fun for me because I see the matrix, I see the changes, and my primary work is actually with the planet and for the planet. It has been for a number of years. Only this year, I started opening this up to people in general. Before that, I only worked with some of the media industries, companies, computer industries. But you know, I like what I do. I like to help people. I like to help mainly the planet. So, yeah, it's fun.
Okay. So I will look at it that way, too.
All right.
Take care. So thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello. Hi, can you hear me? I have Solvig on Skype. Can you hear me? You may be on mute.
So?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Majur. Well, I'm in Sweden. I feel a lot more harmonious and safe and fulfilled after starting with this program, I must say. I have a interesting thing. A couple of times I have felt a strong fragrance of flowers, which I couldn't, you know, locate from my surrounding, like much more strong than usual what you can feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then also two times a very foul smell. One outside and one when we had this coaching call. What can you say about that?
Do you connect with any ascended masters? Because I do see somebody.
20 years ago, I had some contact with Archangel Michael. That's all I know, but recently, okay. I'm not sure.
Well, I see Kuan Yin, but she looks a little different than normally the way I would see her. So I'm hearing Kuan Yin, but who is this person? It's possible this is somebody who's connected to Kuan Yin, but I may not know her name. That's why I'm hearing Kuan Yin, but I'm seeing a different picture. So you can connect with Kuan Yin. You can connect with some of the look up online about who were some of the people that were around her. And, you know, you may know who you are connecting to, but it looks like somebody, you know, one of the ascended masters. And it's a different place. Sometimes you have memories of being in other places where you have worked with some of these people, where, you know, when they were on Earth physically. So your memories could be triggered, so you can remember a certain smell or certain conversation. You can hear voices. So all of this is possible. You're opening up other senses.
Okay.
So you're opening up your vision more, you can hear more, you can smell more. So this could also be that you're developing your smelling power more, so that at some point you can know what is from light and what is not from light. So tune into certain things, let's say some of the things that you like and some of the things that you don't like, and notice the difference in smell.
Okay, because the first time I felt this strong fragrance, I was sort of wondering, you know, what's this? Where does it come from? And I searched around in my home. I couldn't find anything. And then I got some idea that it was my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different area. I don't know. I see the field. I see the flower. I see some mountains. In the background, there's a small home, but I do not know where this is located.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
And then also I had a dream that has been reoccurring for 20 years, and it's about being abandoned, and now it's my ex-husband it's about. And what can I can put
can
it on the vision board?
Yeah, you can use the release programs, release shame, guilt, betrayal, release block patterns in love. You can use those more, and also the rings of harmony around you and all of these experiences, so you can release them.
Okay.
Sometimes they come up, you notice more because, you know, you're releasing them and you're kind of reliving some of those memories.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, Monsieur.
Hi.
I'm so grateful that I got the chance to talk to you. When I first heard your interview, the whole information and everything, it was like fresh air and at the same time reminder of what I used to know when I was a child. I used to see the matrix fields when I was closing my eyes in different mm-hmm. colors. But after the first work that you did on that interview, I saw the colors as well in more intense fields. So I purchased the program. I got all the programs, and I felt them being downloaded in the back of my skull. But at the same time, I stopped feeling them. I at some point, I just simply could not feel any reactions or anything else. And yesterday on the call, yesterday for me, because I'm calling from UK, and it was early mornings of yesterday, I actually fell asleep during the call and woke up just before the end of it. So like my brain was trying to shut my consciousness down. Perhaps I'm approaching your programs with too high a degree of desperation. You keep saying detach yourself from the results, but my situation is such that it's very difficult for me to detach from the things that I want.
Yeah, I mean, you can... But the thing is, you know, if you feel, if you fall asleep, it doesn't mean you are blocking some things. A lot of times it is because your conscious mind is getting out of the way, so you can absorb them directly. So for most people, that is actually more beneficial. Now, when it comes to the tools, when you integrate them enough, sometimes they, you know, they don't feel the same because you live in that vibration already. So until you release some more, then when they get stronger, you will feel more.
That could you help me with the releasing some more? Because I feel like I'm stuck. I had 12 years of not particularly nice relationship, which sort of to the point that I had to escape with my children, and it ended up with 4 years of really nasty divorce in court. And divorce came through just a year and a half ago, and I escaped only with my children and my, you know, whatever I had. So no financial gain there. I used to, before that relationship, I used to be in business and do things with enormous capability in a very short period of times. But now I am stuck and I'm unable to make contact with first clients. I can't. I seem to be put in a place where I feel socially inadequate and unable to communicate with people and put myself forward to earn the living for myself and for my children. Is there anything that you can do that would dramatically just shake the things up and let me get on my path and actually get the living? I feel like I'm semi-dead, you know. The children are fine and everything, but I want to start living myself.
Yeah, so as you were talking, I connected you with, you know, everybody you were talking about and anybody who's been involved in your life in this lifetime. Also, let's connect all of your lifetimes on Earth. And I set up the rings of harmony around all of you and let them run for the next 3 weeks. In the meantime, keep flushing your energy field with sunlight, you know, this entire network. That means all of your lifetimes on Earth and all of these people who are in this network. Keep doing that. And, I mean, you know, allow the rings to work because sometimes, you know, we do have a limitation when it comes to our physical body about how much we can handle. So they're designed not to work with the max we can handle, but with what we can handle, preserving our harmony. Because most people, you know, don't want the max because that could create some disharmony in them.
Yeah.
So I will intensify it a little bit more for you.
Please.
And you can also ask the rings to do the magic.
Oh, I feel it.
Handle.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's releasing a lot more if I intensify. So you can also ask, if you can handle it, you can also ask to intensify. I don't, by default, I don't set it up that way because that can create some, you know, a lot of memories or, you know, feelings that can come up in people. So most people would feel some disharmony.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want, you can intensify it.
The work that you are doing is just absolutely magnificent. I have the inner peace. I know that it will come through, but there is certain time limit that keeps pushing me forward to wanting it like yesterday rather than in the time. But thank
you
very,
very
much.
If you want, you can, you know, the way you would see them rotate and align with different symbols and things getting released, you can speed up the process.
Thank you.
Since you were able to access the matrix, you know, you could speed up the process. You can connect with the rings and just ask them to speed up the process to do it more intensely. Okay?
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You just answered my question with the last caller. I'm at that point where I'm like, okay, I'm really getting desperate here. And I've been using this for like 3 months now, and I'm not seeing any real changes.
I've had it out for about a month. You can't use it for 3 months unless you already knew me from before.
Oh, okay. Maybe you see how desperate I am? Even my connections are wrong.
Yeah, so connect every one of your lifetimes on Earth. And this is something I started to recommend people so that all of these timelines can be cleared, cleansed, purified at the same time. Connect with all of these lifetimes at the same time. Set up the rings of harmony for all. You can have the intention such as activate the rings of harmony around every one of my lifetimes on Earth. So you can do that. And all the issues, you know, all the people you're dealing with, connect all of them in a network. Almost, you know, it's like a computer network. Everybody's connected to everybody else. So use the rings of harmony for everyone, because you're resolving all of your issues with everybody that exists here. So keep running them, and you can ask the rings to intensify if you'd like.
Okay. I had one more question before you go. I tend, like, when I wake up in the morning, I do my rings of harmony, and all. But can you run more than one program at the same time?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
For example, you can run.
That.
Yeah, you can run Restore Inner Abundance. You can keep it running for, let's say, a day or an hour, and at the same time, you can open up, let's say, the Liquid Luck program and define some goals.
Okay.
So,
if I'm running that program, do I tell them how long to stay running, or? Because I tend to do it all at the same time, like when I wake up.
Yeah, I would recommend, like, you know, to, because, you know, it becomes almost like having breakfast that you don't really like, because your brain kind of gets numb. So see what you really want, because you don't want your brain to shut down, think, okay, it's another day, all these programs. You don't really want that, because, you know, you don't want to get your brain bored. So do something new and different. You know, take some time with them, until you know how each one of them actually interacts with you. And take some time and keep asking questions, like, if I could see what's being released, what would they look like? If I could look at all the morphic fields, you know, what would I know? So keep asking those questions so your brain is engaged. And this way
so
you
create
a new neural network.
When I'm running them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, do you recommend to meditate while I'm running them?
Well, if you want. Initially, I ask people to spend some time with them, let's say 5-10 minutes. You know, 10 minutes is great, so that you know, it is for you to know how they interact with you. It is for you to know what comes out of you when you run them. If you already see it, you know, then you don't have to. You can just run them in the background. But if you don't, then I recommend that spend some time with the programs and start to notice how they interact with you, what comes out of you, what gets transformed. So this way you will develop your senses more.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Barbara from Austria. I ask, how can I raise my ability to see? Actually, my eyes are going worse since a year or two, and also I cannot see so as earlier inside, and I'm feeling like shut down.
Okay, so, you know, a few things is when you use the tools, you know, start using the, you know, work with the holographic vision board to disconnect yourself from all issues that are preventing you from, you know, having a 20/20 vision. So keep doing that. Connect with the consciousness of all the people who have 20/20 vision. Connect with the morphic field of some of the great Qigong masters and yogis to receive their healing power. And use the rings of harmony around yourself and all of your lifetimes, all of your issues, so that you can release everything that is creating any blocks when it comes to you and your vision. Ask, what is it that you don't want to see? So it is possible that, you know, you may need to release something from other lifetimes, or you may, you know, maybe you have seen something that, you know, your eyes don't want you to see anymore, or, you know, it could be about other experiences. Sometimes people have experiences. So keep connecting with these, you know, keep asking questions like anything, you know, when you use the Rings of Harmony or Vision Board, you can isolate anything that is preventing you from having 20/20 vision. So release all issues about those and ask the vision board to disconnect from all of these negative connections, and also ask what would be some of your next steps. You want to see, you know, that could be your one of your goals that you can enter in your vision board. Let's say I want to have 20/20 vision. And, you know, see what happens. Maybe it's going to be somebody who may do acupuncture, or somebody who is doing working with some alternate medicine that you would want to explore. So anything could happen. Just keep an open mind and have those goals on the vision board and see what shows up for you. Also work with the sunlight. You know, gradually flush out your entire vision, you know, a network in your brain, everything that has to do with vision, all the neurons. So flush them with sunlight to detox everything. All right. See how that works.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Mashur. All right. My question will be, if I might, because myself, since I was very little, it's been so hard for me to be in the planet, you know. It's almost like I remember, oh, no, I don't want to take this body. And I do have problem with addiction, with smoking, and been trying to work on that for so many years. But honestly, I have not achieved any success. Mm-hmm. And also, what has been coming up, it's just so hard to be here for me. Almost like I'm in a prison, I feel.
Well,
so my heart, I cannot, I want to open my heart to love again, but it seems like it's not.
Yeah, do you spend some time in the sunlight?
You know, after I heard you, I'm trying every day to spend a little bit more time.
Yeah, because I don't really see much sunlight in your, you know, the way your field shows up. Spend a little more time, at least 30 minutes a day in the sun. Flush your entire energy field with sunlight. Every one of you, you know, have the intention, all of your chakras, every cell, every meridian, every atom in your body, your physical, etheric, emotional, mental, spiritual bodies, they're all getting flushed with sunlight. And have the intention that the sunlight cleanses, purifies your field, releases all addictions, releases all disharmony. So keep doing that, and also use the rings of harmony at the same time. Keep going into the sun. Use the harmonic shield and have an intention, I want to go into the sun. Just see yourself, visualizing yourself to go into the sun and merge with the sun. Let the sun extract anything that is not beneficial for you. Keep doing that, and the main part is also to train your brain. Use the holographic vision board to keep disconnecting from all of these issues and connect with other ones, you know, things that you would like. Okay. So keep doing that. It's a matter of training. And when you're talking about smoking, drinking, reduce that.
No drinking, no, only smoke. May I ask you another things, if I might?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I have lots of problem with my period. I always have so much pain, and it feels, you know, so my moods, my emotion, it feels like all my life, you know, my PMS is 2 weeks before, then 1 week of my period, so 3 weeks of out of a month. I have some problem with that.
So for that also, my family, use the sunlight and flush your internal organs and the systems with sunlight to purify everything and release what is not for your highest good. Use the vision board also to define what is it that you want. Disconnect from all these issues and connect with all the people on the planet who's who would be in harmony, who would not have this type of symptoms or pain or anything. Keep connecting with them and disconnecting from the morphic fields and all of these issues you're having. So it's a matter of training your brain and creating a new neural network. While you keep doing that, using the vision board, keep using the rings of harmony and keep flushing yourself with sunlight to release all of this, just to melt these issues and flush them out of your system.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Many blessings, much love.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Bashur?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Claudette in Atlanta.
Hi.
I have a question for you. My son is not with me, and I would like to be able to put the rings of harmony around him. Is it possible? Because I know he will receive it.
How old is he? Is he over 21?
Yes, he's 33.
Why don't you teach him so he can do it himself and he can take responsibility for his life?
I am trying to, but we're not physically in the same place.
Okay, but you can still, you can email him or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better that he does it for himself. So that, you know,
mm-hmm.
he gets the idea and his brain will know that, okay, this is something I'm doing it for myself. Otherwise, if he's in a bad mood and you're wanting to
mm-hmm.
do, willing to do something good, then maybe he'll just reject.
Okay.
So it is better when people are adults so that they can do this and they can take responsibility for their life.
Okay. I have another question. I am a widow, and for every relationship that I've been in, it always turns out that I become single again by death.
So that's a morphic field connection you want to disconnect from.
Mm-hmm.
And connect with, define what are some of your goals on the vision board and
mm-hmm.
look at people or maybe movies or books that you'd like about relationship and keep connecting with those.
Okay, because it's not in my intentions, but I am wondering now, why is this? Cause,
yeah, there are sometimes ancestral patterns in this case. So
mm-hmm.
use the rings of harmony around you and let's say go back four generations. So
okay.
up to your, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and the one generation before them. So great-great-grandparents. So start
mm-hmm.
with them, and for the entire network, think about all of these people and connections, even if you don't know them personally. But have the rings of harmony set up around everybody
mm-hmm.
because they are your ancestors and you're
okay.
using this to release all of your issues. So release all issues regarding relationships and connect
mm-hmm.
with every one of your lifetimes. Set up the rings of harmony for all of these lifetimes to release
okay.
all issues about relationships and define
okay.
using the vision board what is it that you're looking for. And keep
including
disconnecting.
My ancestors.
Yes. Well, I know. When you use a vision board, define your goals.
Okay. Now, what
and,
I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
to release all my ancestors, because I keep wondering if it is ancestral.
Yes, it is. A big part of it is ancestral. So, you would want to release that also.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I just started using the program since last Friday. So I'm optimistic, and I do what I do, believing
mm-hmm.
that I am. So I just need the extra help to define.
All right, yeah, connect with the morphic field of 100% success. Everything works
Thank
for me, and this is, you'll receive 100% success.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Much blessings to you.
You're welcome. Take care. Hello.
It's not here.
Hi.
Hi, are you? Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I have a question for you. Don't forget these. The other day when I downloaded the program, I noticed that when I went through the different layers, that the one that was for releasing guilt, shame, and betrayal, I started
mm-hmm.
to shake with that. And
you had what
so
with that? You broke off for a little bit.
I noticed that I started to shake. I'm standing
oh,
outside because
okay.
I'm at work. I noticed that I started to shake, and I tested myself. I thought, you're just doing this. So I made myself stop, and then it just started to come back. And I really can't get a fix on who I really am right now. I've had so many changes in the past 5 years, and with a terrible car accident, and I don't know what I'm supposed to be thinking. I'm just kind of go day by day instead of making major plans because I can't figure out what to do.
When I look at your purpose line and where you are currently, I see them
mm-hmm.
merging around 2014. So, whatever right now at the moment, keep releasing, cleansing your field. Things will align. Don't worry about those. When you are having issues with that program, it was bringing up something that was intense. That's why sometimes you would feel those vibrations in yourself. Also, sometimes when your DNA unwinds, you can feel some of those vibrations. But, the primary work is keep releasing them and, keep making some plans. Like if you could offer some type of service that you would like, what would that be? Keep thinking about those. Because the everything will start to align, certainly at some point next year. But when when you were talking, I saw the line. It's almost like when you have those maps that shows you are here, and your destination is somewhere else. So they both merged in 2014. So, you know, just keep thinking about what type of product services you may want to offer, what you may want to do. You know, it doesn't have to be any products, but keep asking those questions, see what shows up. Just work
now,
more
it,
with the release program, and, yeah, it will align.
Do you think it's located where I'm at right now? Because I definitely do not feel like this is my home. I'm here for very weird reasons, and I don't feel that this is my home. Could it possibly be in another location? Maybe
That can happen. I mean, you know, if a different location shows up, because a lot of things will change over the next couple of years on the planet. So, you know, many people will move. It's, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of or worry about. Just take your worries out of your system, because only thing that's going to do is create more interference.
So I should, because the change, I'm never sure if it's the right change or a good change. I just kind of go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never seem to have, like, a major goal. Like, on my vision board, I finally think, what is it that I want to do? And I don't want to force it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that what I'm doing, I have a valuable talent, but I don't think it's going to get me anywhere in the world. So I'm trying to switch up my career. And I want to do something different. So that's actually what I'm setting my sights on, and I know it's not going to happen right away, but I really don't want
Well, if you know it's not going to happen right away or anytime
mm-hmm.
soon, then you're going to create more interference. It will align exactly the way it needs to align when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So release all of these issues, and you want to expect miracles every day. You want to expect magic every day.
Okay.
So then don't connect with those fields like, something will take 3 years or 5 years, or this may not happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't connect with any of those. Disconnect from all of those. Okay?
Okay. All right. I'm going to listen to the call again so that I can absorb all of this. And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Monsieur. Thank you so much. I'm in gratitude for you doing this. I am dealing with some challenges in a couple of areas. My primary one is a spinal cord and spinal column injury that I sustained from a soon-to-be former ex-spouse that the doctors have said I needed surgery or I will be paralyzed, and I have been feeling increased numbness in arms, hands, and legs. But everything in my body has said that surgery was not what I should be pursuing. So I've been trying to figure out what do I need to do to heal my spine and my spinal cord. And I don't know where this is all coming from. It seems like this has been, you know, many lifetimes with this man that has probably ended this way somehow.
Yeah, so, you know, the first thing I'm going to recommend is use the rings of harmony around yourself here, all the people that you know, everybody who's involved here, and also every single one of your lifetimes on Earth. So set up the rings of harmony around everyone, let's say for the next 3 weeks, see how you feel, to release all issues, abuse, all disharmony. And then define your goals. What is it that you want? Define them on the vision board. Disconnect from all these symptoms. Connect with the morphic field of yogis and Qigong masters. The Qigong keeps showing up for me. Do a little bit of research on Qigong and the type of issue you have. See, you know, if there are any masters where people talk about they've had received different type of healings or transformation, because Qigong keeps showing up for you. So look at that, and also use the green ray of the sun. Flush it, flush the green ray through your spine, the spinal cord, all these areas, because the green ray is for healing. So keep doing that. And also do a little bit of research on Qigong, what type of Qigong may help you.
Okay. Okay. Right. I appreciate that. And the other issue is because of all of, you know, what I'm going through with the divorce and everything is just the finances have been almost completely depleted. I'm trying to, you know, I'm a grant writer. I've been trying to get work doing grants or writing. I started developing a book, so I was just trying to figure out if that's an avenue or a way that I can increase my finances so I'll be able to take care of myself.
Well, if you like it, then definitely you can. Don't try it. You know, try doesn't really mean much. If you really understand, if you really believe that, if you like that, then that's an option for you. But you can also set up some of these goals in the vision board and work with the Abundance Restore Inner Abundance program for yourself,
okay.
Your home, your bank accounts, your writing, your website, anything that you have to keep integrating high vibrational abundance. Also use liquid luck to define what is it that you're looking for financially.
Okay.
So when you integrate and range your abundance comfort zone and savings comfort zone, you will start to increase your income automatically. Now, this may take, you know, depending on how you think, you know, how your brain connects with these patterns, it could take a little time, but you can start to remap your brain with new patterns and disconnect from all old patterns. This way, you will receive the benefits faster. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm just hoping I will be able to get things moving pretty quickly.
You will. Just keep disconnecting from all these morphic fields that prevents you, that stops you, that makes you think, you know, maybe something's not going to work and all of those things. So any type of lack or not working related fields, disconnect from them. You will have 100% success. Keep connecting with those fields. Everything works
okay.
for you. You will have 100% success.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Mishore. How are
Hi.
You? Okay, so I've heard a lot of my questions have actually already been answered, but I have been connecting to my higher self, and what would be the best tools in doing that. I've been trying to clear my chakras and different things like that, and I just have not been having the results that I have wanted, and also trying to, increase my senses. I'm not sure if you can help me with that.
Do you see the chakras?
No, I don't.
Then how do you know something's not working?
I don't know.
Rings of Harmony has a default functionality to clean up your chakras. So gradually this will happen based on how ready you are and how much you can handle.
Okay.
Stay in the sun more. Keep flushing your entire energy field, chakras, meridians, every cell of your body, every atom of your being, you know, all of your energy bodies with sunlight.
Okay.
Keep flushing them with sunlight.
I love the sun. I stand in the sun every morning. I try to when it is sunny here.
Yeah,
you
keep trying to do things that you can. So you need to stop trying and actually do them.
Just do it. So just say it, even though I don't feel anything, just say
yeah,
it and
matter.
Know that it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you cannot see air, but you know it's there.
Uh-huh. Very true.
Right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bless you. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hi, Pranav.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm from Germany, and I was wondering if it's okay if we actually ask German questions to the tool, you know?
I couldn't really understand. Are you using a speakerphone? There was an echo. I wasn't understanding everything. You wanted to use the commands in Germany or German or?
Just if I ask specific questions, if it's okay if I ask them in German.
Like in the vision board, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, you can use any to any language. It's just the activation phrases. I don't have different languages set up at the moment. So the activation phrases need to be in English, because if I set up I could, you know, develop something to take other languages, but then people can ask differently, and sometimes they can mean different things. So the activation phrases, you can use them in, you know, please use them in English, but you can have your goals, visions, everything in other languages. That's fine.
Okay, that's cool. And I have another question. I'm really right now in the space of I just don't know, you know, like I just don't know. And I wonder if you can help me with that one.
What is it that you want to know? Like your purpose, life, where you want to go,
yeah,
things
just
like that?
Like my next steps. I mean, I'm really tuned into reading energies and stuff like that, but for myself, I just don't know. It's just like it's coming over and over again. I don't know.
Yeah, so a lot of people on the planet are actually feeling that, especially people who have information for the planet. You're going through another initiation from 5th to 6th. So when that happens, you start to think, you stop thinking about only yourself, but you start to think about the planet more. So this kind of takes a little bit of time to settle, but things will align. One thing I would recommend is to really flush your field with purity, with light. You know, use the Rings of Harmony and the release programs. And when you have your field cleansed and purified, then you can receive more information. You can have some of your goals on the vision board, like about your life purpose. You know, what is it? You can ask for your purpose, for your higher purpose, and ask for some confirmation that you want to know, and you want to know it from an external source, and you want to, and let's say you want to hear a specific word 3 times, you know, from different sources, when you align with it. So you may, you know, see that in the newspaper, you may hear it on the news, or somebody may say something. So it could come in any way. Be open to that. But, you know, ask those questions, ask those open-ended questions. And sometimes things have a little, you know, we live in 4 dimensions, so things have sometimes a way of working out with a little bit of time factor. So, you know, time is definitely something we need to consider. It is possible that, let's see, so if I look, March 2013 shows up for you strongly, so until then, you know, it is possible you can hear experience some disharmony, but once your field is clear, you'll start to move towards your goal. You'll start to get a better sense about that.
May I ask you another question, please?
Sure.
I'm having a lot of signs, not just lately, like for the last couple of years, but it seems like the signs are like the most uncommon for me, you know, like I see stuff that I normally wouldn't see around here, but the signs are kind of keeping me aligned to my goals, but nothing happens. So I kind of started to ask, maybe the signs are not that, you know, weird, or I kind of started to doubt the signs.
You can ask if there's a time factor.
Yeah.
Because some of the goals are, you know, some people have information that the world is not ready to hear, or the group that, you know, you want to, who may need your information, maybe they're not ready. So ask if there's a time factor.
Yeah, that's
kept
on coming up for me.
Yeah, if you're receiving the same sign all the time, then there is something there. So ask, you know, what would be, how can you approach this in a better way? What can make things faster?
Okay, what can make things faster? And what am I gonna do until then? You know, I'm also having the money issue. Money usually shows up like in the last moment of time. You know, when I'm just about broke and I'm like, wow. And this is kind of stressing me out on my nervous system, even if I know it's going to show up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I can hone back on that one?
Yeah, so one thing you know is things will always work out for you. There is no worry, there is no fear, there is no doubt. So disconnect from all worries, fear, doubt, disharmony that exists. Second, you know, so use a vision board or use visual from the movie Avatar. Please
mm-hmm.
disconnect yourself from those fear, you know, those type of emotions or reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Know that since you already know things will work out, and what you want to change is when it works out. So
yes.
Look at the vision board and, you know, let's have a dial there. So things work out, you know, let's have a dial for things working out. And at the end, the dial says last minute. So you want to turn that dial to, let's say, things work out. You know, you start getting finances a month in advance, or you're always in abundance. So keep changing that from last minute to, let's say, 2 weeks in advance, 4 weeks in advance, things work out when it comes to finances, and then 3 months in advance, and then, you know, you're always in abundance. So gradually change that, because the comfort zone that I was talking about at the beginning of this call,
yeah.
you know, you're connected to things will work out, but at the very last moment. So raise your comfort zone so that you are always in abundance.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Hello.
Hi, Mashur. This is Cindy. We talked the other night. Since I've been doing this work, it's like almost every part of my body aches. And I was wondering, you know, I've been doing Rings of Harmony and Harmonic Shield, and I was wondering if there's anything else that you can suggest and anything else to disconnect me from.
Do you use the other programs or just the Harmonic Shield, the Rings of Harmony?
I've gone through the other ones. I remember to use Liquid Love and Liquid Luck, but those are the primary ones, and I'm doing the sunlight at least once a day, and if I wake up during the night, I do it, and, you know, usually I do it probably 3 times a day, the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you release, then if your response is getting some aches, so let's then work on transforming that. Use a vision board and look at your response. How you respond to releasing or transformation currently is through aches. Now disconnect from aches and connect with receiving information through other people, their words, or through newspapers or through TV, however, through other mediums. So you wanna really, you wanna understand and receive through self-realization or through messages instead of getting a response from your body. So it's a transition that you can make gradually. So instead of, you know, make that intention that you're using the vision board so that you want to transform physical response to a consciousness response. So you want to receive information through self-realization or maybe by listening to somebody who may tell you something. So you can gradually change that. Use the dial also, how you get response. So use the dial. On one side, it says physical symptoms and aches, and on the other side, it says self-realization. So just turn it to the other side, lock it there. So keep doing that until your brain creates a new mapping. And also, you know, you can also go easy on the Rings of Harmony, you know, take a break for a couple of days and see how you feel.
Okay. Okay, and we truly can create anything we desire. Is that, that's
right.
True?
Right.
Okay, and I know when you were talking about Coca-Cola earlier, it made me laugh because I am a pretty healthy eater and I exercise every day and I take care of myself, but I have to say I love Coke, and I've wrestled with that as far as giving it up, and I think, but it really, it's one of those things that brings me joy, And so if I can get my belief to so move out of the morphic field that there's something bad about it and just believe that I enjoy it, or would you say don't do it with that?
Well, you know, your body is still, you can think about that, but your body will absorb the chemicals that is, you know, or the what's in the bottle, and that is not for your highest benefit. So I can change the matrix of Coca-Cola. So I can change it in a way so that it's not going to react with me in a certain way. Like, I never drink soda, but maybe a few times a year, I feel like having a ginger ale, maybe a glass of ginger ale, maybe two, three times a year. And when I do that, I transform the matrix of ginger ale into something that's beneficial. So until you can do that, you know, you can have the intention that it will make me happy, it's good, but your body will still absorb something that is not for your benefit. So I would say reduce the amount and add some healthy juice instead. Use the vision board, disconnect from Coca-Cola, and take that connection and plug it into, let's say, acai juice or coconut juice or something like that.
Okay. And is there anything that you see to release right now that you can help me?
Well, everybody can release so much. You know, you can, as long as it's not overwhelming for you, you can always use the release programs. But, you know, when you talk about getting physical reaction, body aches, then I ask people to kind of gradually do that, not to overwhelm themselves.
Okay.
But also you can connect with every one of your lifetimes. And everybody on the call, you can do this. Connect with every one of your lifetimes and use the rings of harmony around everyone. So when some of the issues are solved in other timelines, they will automatically be solved for your timeline. It's like, you know, having an intense reaction in another timeline is almost like having a scratch on a CD. If you're playing a CD, a musical CD or a DVD, and you have a scratch, it doesn't affect the entire DVD always, unless it's a really big scratch. If it's a thin scratch, you may have a little bit of disturbance at the 5th minute and 27th minute and the 47th minute and at 1 hour and 27th minute. So it's not going to mess up the entire DVD, but this scratch will affect some of these minutes, some of these timelines. Look at the other lifetimes like that. You may have had something that created an intense sensation in Egypt or in Atlantis or in India or South America somewhere. It doesn't mean it's going to affect your entire life, but it may affect 1998, 2007, 2013, 2017. So when you release these things, the effect that you could have had at 2013 or 17, you're not going to feel those anymore. Makes sense. So okay. This is for everyone. Connect all of your lifetimes using the rings of harmony. Activate the rings of harmony around every one of my lifetimes on Earth. And the more you do this, the stronger this is going to get, and the stronger your effect is going to be. And we'll start to release all this harmony, so that your current lifetime and, you know, what we call the future will be more harmonious. Okay, keep doing that, everyone.
Okay. And have you always had so much joy, or has it come from this work?
It increases. There was one year around, I think, 2006, where I saw this was like the worst possible year for me. I woke up every single day, and I just felt like it's just another day with all the stuff that was happening. So, you know, but when I look at it now, all of those led me to discovering newer tools, different tools, alternate methods, that how can I resolve those And then gradually I started developing more and more and more of these. And I don't really connect with those old states. You know, I could get sometimes maybe for a few minutes, I could get upset about something. But then I would think that, okay, what's inside me that is reacting this way? So I would work on myself. I would use the Rings of Harmony to release that. I would look at any other timeline connections or connections with other people that may have triggered that. So I would resolve those. So when your field is clear, then you experience less of these things. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It surely does. It surely does. And I ditto what everyone else says. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello.
Ooh. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I have headphones on. Hi. I'm in San Francisco, and I'm hoping I waited long enough to get the other people through. I have a question, and actually, it's answered in all the other things you've said, but just specifically, I have to calm down a minute. I have an adult son with Asperger's syndrome and a severe emotional problems, and when I am with him, which is pretty frequently, how can I keep from being depleted and actually battered by his monumental pain and rage? I've just been doing this for less than a week, but I've installed the shield. I work on that. I even added some layers. I put the two of us in the Rings of Harmony, but I still, he's in so much pain, and and I'm sensitive, and he's really sensitive, and we have this strong connection, and I still feel this pain, his pain, and I want to know how I can continue to accelerate protecting myself and also be in a place where I can contribute to his inner peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there are a couple of things here. One is you're also intentionally absorbing some of his pain so that he is in less pain. So even when you use the Rings of Harmonic Shield, if you're asking for that pain, it will allow you to receive it because you're still in control. So I would say disconnect completely. Use the vision board. Use visuals from Avatar to disconnect from this pain. First, disconnect yourself and then help him to disconnect also. But disconnect yourself. Think about this like a movie. Like when you see a movie where people are sometimes sad, people are sometimes crying, I know some things would make you laugh or cry, but at the end of the movie, you know that this was just a game. It was just played out based on what was on the script. If you look at this as choices souls made, that this is also a script that both of your souls are doing, following, so disconnect yourself, step back, understand that there's nothing right or wrong about it. It's an experience that soul has chosen to go through. And this is something also to help you rise above all of these pain and disharmony. So disconnect yourself. Understand that this is like a movie. And the souls are playing, you know, what's on the script. So you don't need to get attached. You don't need to pick on other people's stuff. Because when you see somebody playing the part of a villain in a movie, you don't feel like beating up the villain because you know it's a movie. So in this case also, he's in pain, but you know that's a part, that's something his soul chose to experience. You don't have to take that on because that's not going to help him. You can disconnect yourself completely. And then you can help him, because if you're stuck in it, then you cannot help him. That makes sense.
Ooh, I've heard that from so many people. I get that intellectually, and I'm working on it, believe me. But so if he is of two minds, he's split. Like one part of him is really open, spiritual, and seeking some peace and answers, and the other part of him is just rejecting, totally dark and rejecting. So can I just work with the higher self and give him, you know, install a shield for him or bring the rings of harmony around him to the higher mind? Or
I mean, you can do that, but you know, if he wants to reject it, then he can still do that because he is still a different person. He can think on his own. So, I mean, you can still do that. You can use the vision board. But when you change your matrix, the external projection will change also. In this case, you are willing to change him so that you can receive the change. It needs to be the other way around. Your projection, your matrix needs to change so that what you project outside, what you receive from outside, that changes, not the other way around.
Okay.
That's why I was telling you, like, you know, it is, first of all, it is, the work needs to be done on you so that you can be in harmony, you can disconnect. And when you don't take that pain, that, you know, what he can send you will be less and less intense. And at one point, that state of consciousness will give up, because if it doesn't matter, then, you know, it's not going to waste time sending you all that pain. So that can also help him to be more in harmony. But the first work, in the first level, needs to be done on yourself, not him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So I'll just keep disconnecting.
Yeah,
all
disconnect,
right, well, thank you very...
you know, integrate higher vibration, integrate harmony, and connect with his higher self. You know, if he goes into the other mode, go into a different room or do something else, don't connect with him. Because he has more red ray of the sun in him. You have more orange ray of the sun in you. Red is dominating. It's foundation, structure, anger, all of those is red. Orange is more about service. That's why red likes the orange, because they can absorb energy from orange. So that's how, you know, these pairs are all, you know, they also work. So when you need to set up your boundary, what works for you and what doesn't work for you, define that. You need to set up your boundary. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hi, Mr.
Hi.
So we've talked a lot about the sun, and I really resonate with the sun. And I'm not a good visualizer. So I know earlier you mentioned to intend to connect with the sun. And can I do that with, say, the green ray that you talked about for healing also?
Yes. I mean, if you say you're not visual, you can use a prism and look at 7 rays of the sun. I mean, you pretty much have, you probably have done that. So think about that, because
okay.
You could see the sunlight and then work on, you know, just intending and, you know, asking the sun to send the green ray,
okay,
or pull it from
ask.
The sun, however you want it.
Okay, so I can ask the sun.
Yeah.
And can I, okay, this might be a little bit heavier, but can I also ask to be connected to, like, Andromeda or the Orion Galaxy if I want to go a little higher?
Recommend... Yeah, I would recommend after the sun, work with Ascion, that is the central sun of Pleiades, and then work with Orion, skip Andromeda.
Okay, and then, well, okay, so with Alcyone, may I ask, would I intend, or is it better
Ascion path? Is the power behind our sun. All the rays are there, but they're a lot more intense.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go into center of Ascion, but gently bring in a mist of that light,
okay.
The 12 rays that are coming,
okay.
And gradually, you know, flush your system with those rays. And work with Orion. Orion is our ascension vibration for this part of our universe, for, you know, Milky Way and surrounding galaxies. And when you can embody Orion's light, you can embody ascension. So gradually and gently work with Orion's light too. Run them through your chakras.
Okay.
Run them through your energy field, your other lifetimes, your issues. You can do all of that.
That's so cool. And so I'm taking the Crystalline Matrix class. Will it be easier for me to go a little higher in vibration and work with Orion a little more?
It should, because anybody who attended in May, their crystalline vibration was increased by 40 times on average.
Oh, that's so cool. And so when I work with Orion, will I ask? Because I don't
look
want
up
to...
where okay. Orion is. Okay. Initially, you know, if you get look at the night sky and see Orion, it will give your physical brain something solid that, okay, this is Orion. I'm using the light from this galaxy, just like our sun.
Okay.
But just connect with Orion and call that light. You will receive it.
I can call it?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so another question. It's just fast. I'm also doing the Ascended Masters class, and... will the Ascended Masters be offended if I work with them every day or too much? Or do they? I don't want to bother them.
They're above those, you know, they don't get offended because then they wouldn't be Ascended Masters. They needed to overcome all of those. So these are the 12 who agreed to create direct connections. So they are programmed in that shield on the interface. So you can reach out to any one of them anytime. They have actually opened up their connection to everybody who would be, you know, doing that class for, you know, whenever you want.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I'm really glad that you are teaching us this. You did a really great thing, and you're helping so many people, so many people. So thank you, Monsieur. We really love you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi. Hello. Can you hear me? I have 6008 as the last four digits. No, I think the person got disconnected now. Okay, next. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes. Hi. I'm in Minneapolis, and I have a friend that has cancer. He got that 7 years ago. He's had three surgeries, and two tumors have returned. One is in his throat and one is in his lungs. What could I do to help him to heal?
You can use the vision board to define your goals, and let him work with sunlight. Let the sunlight flush through all these areas.
Okay.
And you know, basically flush those tumors out of his system, because you know, we live in a universe that is holographic in nature. If you know about Greg Braden, he showed a video when he was doing a seminar in Milan, I think a few years ago, where in a medicine-less clinic in China, there were three practitioners who were chanting certain things. And they showed using the, you know, what is that process where you see on the screen what's inside your body, like the tumors and everything. Then you could actually see live that the tumor disappeared in under 3 minutes.
Wow.
So that chanting. So look up. You can see that video on YouTube. It's there.
Okay.
Do some search. I think you can find it. So... you know, understand it's possible. So let your friend see that video.
Okay.
You can search with Greg Braden, and I'm not sure. You can just do some searching, and I think you can find it online. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
So let your friend see that video. Let your friend understand this is possible, because the primary thing here is to make your brain also understand that you can disconnect it, and the universe is holographic in nature, so the transformation can happen instantaneously when you're ready.
Okay.
So from some level of consciousness, you can change right away. And you can see that in sometimes in the people who have what they're called split personality, some of them have eye colors changing between, let's say, blue and black, one moment to the other moment.
Wow.
So their system got somehow, in their matrix, somehow it's switching between two options, back and forth, back and forth. So transformation can happen instantaneously. But in the meantime, also, you can work with the rings of harmony for all of the lifetimes that are contributing to any type of physical disharmony, to release all of those, disconnect from all cancer vibration, all cancer morphic fields, connect with this Medicine Less Clinic in China, connect with the Qigong masters and some of the great yogis, connect with Perfect Health and Fitness. So keep doing that.
Okay. Could I use any specific rays of the sun? Because you mentioned the blue ray for the throat the other evening. And then for the lung, would there be a specific color? And he started out with kidney cancer, so maybe there's something for the kidneys?
I think kidney is violet. I would have to double check. I know black, dark colored items are good for kidneys.
Okay.
In the Qigong classes, they show them. You can look up some of the Qigong masters online. Some of them have, they talk about all these different organs and what food is good for them. So I don't remember all of them, but you can look up that information. But I remember kidneys, dark, like black, purple, blue, dark blue, this type of, this color products, fruits and vegetables are very good for kidney.
Oh, okay. And for the lung area, is there a certain ray?
All right.
Oh, okay. Could I also ask a question about myself?
Sure. I can barely hear you now.
Oh, hello. How about now? Is that better?
Yeah, it's a little better, right.
Okay. I had mono in 2002, and so I quit my full-time job, and I've been working with the ascension process, helping the planet, and I just want to know if there's a way that I can shift out of that now so that I could do more things for my own personal life now. And
Shift out of what? Like you want to go back to working or?
At least doing some activities that are fulfilling and be able to work and still help the planet at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can define those goals. You can disconnect from the fields, people, places, other timelines, connections that are not beneficial and that are keeping you in the current state. You can disconnect from those.
Okay.
You can connect with the morphic fields of some of the great products and services and people who are providing them so that you would want to do something similar to them.
Okay.
Or be empowered by them. So you can keep doing that. Also, use the Restore Inner Abundance program for yourself, your home, your bank accounts, for the type of work that you want to do. Keep integrating higher vibration of abundance. And when you change your range, then this becomes more fluid and effortless for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Mashur.
Hi.
I'm Anita from California.
Hello.
Mashur, can you please tell me what holds me back from being a powerful creator of my life?
What holds you back? You do. Your thought process.
No, I mean, which blocks I need to work on?
Believing that you cannot.
Okay.
The belief system that you currently have. Primarily, that's one of the main things I keep talking to everybody about, is that your brains are designed to keep you in a certain comfort zone, and
mm-hmm.
when there is something new, it doesn't understand it. Creates fear, it creates anxiety. It's just a protection mechanism. It's a safety mechanism. So disconnect from those. Keep asking open-ended questions like if I could do this, what would it look like? Or, when I make $100 million, whatever your goals are, when I make $1 million, what type of house would I want? When I help 1 million people on the planet, How would my life change? How would I feel? So keep asking open-ended questions, and then you can keep your brain busy for other options, other possibilities, instead of connecting with the old patterns.
Is
so
there,
keep connecting with new and different patterns, and work on transforming your thought process.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody in my timeline who stays on that way?
What do you mean? Like other lifetimes?
I mean, do I need to do a clearing work with some people in my timeline?
Well, it's always great to do that because, you know, that's what I've been saying, like, you know, connect all of your lifetimes and resolve issues. Use the rings of harmony for everybody. You know, connect with yourself, all of your family members, ancestors. Use the rings of harmony to release. So it's always a good practice because most of us have received things from ancestors that we don't need. So it's a great thing to do. To release them completely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And another question, I don't know if this is the right question to ask. Every cell of my body want to be a part of what you are doing. Is there anything, can I be a part of what you are doing?
Well, you already are. If you are, you know, using the tools and making the transformation, because once you embody a certain vibration, you will not only help yourself, but you will help people around you, your city, neighborhood, country, state, you know, state, country, and at one point the entire planet also.
And you said...
So, you know, in the future, I'll also need some more help. So when I see people that have used the products and services really, you know, a lot and they understand them, and they can help others to understand them. So then maybe I'll need some help there.
Okay, great. I can voluntarily respond to your emails.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you, Mashur.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Merle. I'm from Montserrat in the West Indies. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I really appreciate it. I'm really new to the program. I just purchased it, but I wanted to get some help in terms of creating my business in terms of getting it to the next level. And I was just wondering, like, what's the first step I should take? And, you know, how do I move forward, like, in terms of the program, since I just got it, like, what's the first step I should take?
Mm-hmm.
And then my second question was, I was looking on your website, and I saw the Crystalline Matrix program.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I should wait first and then do just learn more about the program I just got before I got into that one. So those are my questions.
Sure. So... what I recommend is for everyone to use the harmonic shield first every day. Use it around yourself, your home, your office, building, company, everything, anything that you have. Then use the rings of harmony. Now, in this case, connect everybody who's involved in the company, all paperwork and everything else that you can think about, and use the rings of harmony around everyone and all entities. So release anything that is not for your highest good. Also use a vision board to disconnect all negative morphic fields, all connections to people, places, timelines that are not for your highest good, and connect with some of the companies that you like. If you like iPhones, connect with the morphic field of iPhones. If you like people like Sir Richard Branson, who's doing a tremendous amount of work for the planet, and he has a very good abundance matrix, connect with his abundance matrix, his morphic field, so you can be empowered. Connect your companies to his, to some of the companies that he built, so you can be empowered. So keep doing those, and also use Restore Inner Abundance program for your home, your personal field, your bank accounts, your company, your websites, for everything. That makes sense.
Yes, it does. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then my second question.
Yeah, so crystalline matrix. So this is something different. Nobody needs to take any action on their part, so anybody can attend. I'll actually do a call tonight about that. And this is to basically reconfigure your entire crystalline matrix so that you can hold higher dimensional vibration and all of your crystals, solar memories, they get flushed out. So it's an intensive process that happens for 7 days, but people don't really need to take any action for this. So if you feel like attending, then you're free to attend.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
It's an honor and joy to meet you. Thank you. One question I have, please. Oh, my name is Alora. I'm sorry. One question I have is, you often use the words matrix and morphic field,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering about the difference between the two, in more specific ways.
Yeah, so morphic field is a field of consciousness. If you look up Wikipedia, you will find some more explanation. It was developed, I think the term was developed by, Rupert Sheldrake? He was a physicist, I believe, if I remember correctly. So morphic fields are born because of how we think about certain things. Everything that exists has many morphic fields. So if you think about green tea, some people will think it tastes like water. That's a morphic field. Some people will think it has a lot of antioxidant. That's another morphic field. Some people will think it's good for your health. That's another morphic field. Some morphic fields are a collection of many. So if you ask me, I would say green tea tastes like water. It has a lot of antioxidant. It's very good for your body. So those are some of the things that would pop up in my head first. So that's another morphic field. So these are morphic fields, and sometimes these fields are, there are fields that are not beneficial for us, the ones that would drain us or the ones that would keep us stuck somewhere. So we need to unplug ourselves from those and plug ourselves into morphic fields that are beneficial for us. So that makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, now matrix. So when I say hologram, and the holographic universe, I mean everything about this universe, the entire construct of this universe, including all dimensions, all space-time, all parallel universes, other realities that exist here, everything is a part of hologram. When I say a specific matrix, then I'm isolating something in this hologram. So when I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about your matrix, I'm pulling you, all of your codes, your geometry, your algorithm that is creating your projection. I'm isolating that part out of this entire hologram. It's almost like you have a website with 50 pages. You're isolating one page from that website. So, you know, that's what I'm calling a matrix. So your personal matrix. In that matrix, I can also isolate your relationship matrix. So that means what is the pattern of your relationship when it comes to everything else? Your abundance matrix. So how do you respond to abundance? What are your programming when it comes to abundance? So I'm isolating different properties of yourself, and I'm calling that these individual matrices. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I guess it kind of brought up a second question because, like many others, I just got your program and I haven't opened everything yet because I've sort of been, remember you suggesting we get to know and feel each one.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking my time. But with the vision board, I heard your call the other day and I was surprised because it felt like a living, breathing life force, not entity, but life force. And so I'm wondering how that fits in even with Matrix.
Yeah, all of these programs that I have, they are constructed on other planes with the information, the codes, the geometry, the algorithms, the cosmic vibrations, frequencies, all of these information that create us, the planets, the solar system, that, and everything else, these programs are constructed of the same building blocks. So they're not dead. They're organic in nature. That's why I say you can drag and drop your goals on the vision board. You can think about your goals. You can say, this is my goal. The vision board will extract this from you because you have the installation. So these are organic in nature. They're not dead programs.
No,
that's why they can analyze your field and they can access information that will be beneficial for you, and then they will bring in the right processes to make the transformation. Because, you know, we think ourselves as whole, you know, person, but if you look at it, our building block is light and sound.
Yeah.
These are all electrons and then subatomic particles, quarks and everything else. Our building block is light and sound. When you talk about, think about all religions, they talk about the same thing. First there was light, first there was darkness, I created light. I spoke things into existence. All religions talk about the same things. There's light and sound. They create our universe. Light creates the physical universe. Sound creates the unseen world. So these are used in the program. So they are actually more organic than you can think about. Makes sense?
Yeah, it gives me a lot more to feel and consider. Thank you. Another slight variation on that, though, is when I brought in the harmonic shield for myself and the holographic rings and so forth. I guess it's the holographic rings. You said there were seven, right? And I mean, I remember even in the call being startled, realizing how color is even something that's incredibly nutritious for us, how much everything in the universe does support us. But I felt more than seven. And
yeah,
so
there are additional ones that can come down if needed. Basically, by default, seven will come down around you. And another set of seven can come down outside of them to extract cord connections. But for your higher levels, when you need more, there can be more rings. There's another upgrade. I haven't broadcasted that yet, but the upgrade has 12 rings.
That's how many I saw.
Okay. So
yeah.
If you need them, then they can come down for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, my name is Jocelyn. Thanks, Mashu. My question is, I've been married for 26 years, and I feel like my husband, is draining me financially and in my relationship, and he makes lots of debts, and we have had to remortgage our house two times, and he can be very verbally abusive. So what can I do? I have bought your program, and I just bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you help me?
Yeah, so first thing I would recommend, definitely use the harmonic shield around your home, all the homes. Business, property, anything that you have, so the vibration can become, you know, they can start to become pure, and then use the rings of harmony between, you know, for yourself and for your husband, and to release all these harmonies. Use the rings of harmony for all of your lifetimes on earth. So you can say something like, activate the rings of harmony for all of my lifetimes on planet Earth. And let the rings of harmony start to resolve issues for all of your lifetimes. Think about your issues that you have. Put your issues in the rings of harmony. Use the vision board. to define what you would like. First, disconnect from all the things that you're not looking for. You can make a list of those and put those in the vision board to disconnect these. All connections, so all people, places, morphic fields, other timelines that are connected to, let's say, these five items, disconnect them all. Think about some of the people that you know who have great relationships that you would like. Connect with their vibration. Connect with some of the books that you may have liked. Connect with some of the great movies. So bring in those vibrations for you and keep disconnecting from things that you don't want. So when you create a new neural network, a different mapping for your brain, your external projection will change. So when you can fully let go of these things, you will see a change. But in the meantime, keep using the rings of harmony around both of you and all these lifetimes to release, detox, cleanse, and purify everything. That makes sense?
Yes.
And then use the release programs also, the release block patterns in love, release shame, guilt, betrayal. So when you really release these things from your field, you will not resonate with that type of behavior anymore. The reason you can allow this type of behavior is because something inside you resonates with this. So when you cleanse your field and purify it enough so that you will not resonate with them, something will change. That makes sense?
Yes, it does. How about the financial aspect?
For finances, you know, again, define your goals using the vision board. Disconnect from all morphic fields, people, places, companies that are not beneficial for you. Connect with companies and products that have great financial success. Like I always talk about iPhones. I talk about Sir Richard Branson. You know, you may have other people or other companies that you like, respect. So connect with them and keep integrating restore inner abundance for yourself, for your home, for all of your bank accounts, for business, for everything. So keep running that all the time.
Yeah. And like related question is, I'm starting like basically my own business, mm-hmm. and how should I proceed? Like I have started the process, and it's kind of new. So like how can I be helped with any of the programs? What should I be doing?
Yeah, so it's the same process. Use the rings of harmony first to release all issues from this business and from all, you know, connect with all the people who are involved in any way, shape, or form. So then use the vision board to disconnect from all negative fields. Connect with connect your business with iPhones, people, companies that you like and respect with their abundance. And, you know, keep running the Restore Inner Abundance for your business, your website, your location, for, you know, paperwork, for your customers, everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much. And do you see, like, it's kind of the future is bright or, like...
For humanity?
Like, for me moving forward and helping the people that I want to help.
The future is always bright. The main thing I ask people to do is, you know, create new neural networks for your brain so it stops going back to old patterns and it starts to connect with new patterns and higher vibration. When you do things that are from light, that are from purity, then there are no issues there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of you receiving and allowing the abundance to flow through you, you're raising your vibration and your consciousness to a point so that you can receive all of these.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help and for staying so long for us. You're amazing and very generous. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Take care. Hello. Hi. I have 3984, last four digits.
Hi, Monsieur. My name is Sunila. I'm speaking from California.
Hi, Sunila.
Thank you so much for all the tools. One of the questions that I had is, how do I expedite a process? For example, I have been working on my existing relationship, and there's a lot of back and forth that happens in that relationship, and I want to stop that and make it kind of free-flowing and improve the communication. So I use the vision board, and I also meditate quite a lot. I also use the rings of harmony around both of us. But the problem is more with the other person, not me. So how do I expedite the timeline with this relationship to be improved?
Okay. So first, the problem with the other person. So those are, you know, the word problem is something that I don't like. I don't know how to solve a problem, but I know how to solve an issue. So just make that change. Second is, you know, it is said when you point your finger to somebody, three other fingers point back at you. So there is no need to be judgmental. First thing is always to look at your field. What is in you that is allowing that disharmony? So use the rings of harmony around both of you. And if you're using meditation, you can go deeper in meditation using the rings of harmony. Watch what gets released. Have the intention of, you know, have a list of all the things that you want to transform. No blaming, no judgment, complete disconnection from all of those, you know, thoughts, feelings, emotions, be in complete neutrality. So have a list of what are the things that you want to see transform, and spend some time in meditation using the rings of harmony so you can go deeper. And use the release programs also, the two release programs, to release all blocks and issues from your field, so you will no longer resonate with any of these external disharmony you're talking about. So when you don't resonate with something, you will not see that. So, you know, when you're talking about the other person, the interaction and everything will change when you have a new neural network and a new consciousness mapping that is different. When your internal programming changes, your projection will change, what you will attract and how things will be coming to you, that will change. So release a lot from yourself. Look at all of these issues and disconnect from them, work on releasing them. And, so use the vision board. If you like the movie Serendipity, I like that one. It has like a magical relationship vibration. You can connect with that movie. Or if you like some great books, you can connect with those. Like, that's what you want. So you keep integrating those vibrations and override what you don't want.
Okay, that sounds beautiful. Yeah, and the second question, can I ask that? Or?
Yeah, sure.
The second question is, a few of the callers, you answered that sometimes you do some work, like I have been working on myself for a long time, and I do different kinds of things, like I lead a healthy lifestyle, I do meditation, I practice yoga, I eat well, but sometimes you just need that validation or confirmation that you are on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, if I am working on my relationship issues or my, say, for example, a health issue, how can I ask the universe that give me a confirmation? I thought you spoke about that. For example, you read a newspaper and you see the word repeated 2-3 times. Or can you shed some light on that?
You can tag something the way you would tag a blog or something on the website. You can tag the hologram with a specific word. Let's say, something that's uncommon. I don't know what would resonate with you, but pick a word. Let's say magic. You know, you don't hear magic all the time. So pick a word such as magic. So you want to do certain things. and you want to set up that intention, let's say, you know, you connect with your higher consciousness, you stay aligned, and have the intention that I am doing this when I to confirm that this is right for me. I would like to hear the word magic at least 3 times in the next 1 week. And notice what shows up. Don't expect, don't judge. Maybe somebody will say something. Maybe you will get an email. Maybe you will click a wrong link and go to a site that has the word magic. Something will happen. So you can get, you can tag the hologram like that. That
okay,
makes sense.
Okay. And a very small question is, I always feel like there is some past life karma that affects me in the current life.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I know that you can see that just by maybe talking to me. So is it possible to for you to see that now, or if not, I can take your appointment?
Well, then I'll need to kind of do that for everybody when other people ask. So, but what you can do, the easier thing is use the rings of harmony around every one of your lifetimes and release, you know, what's in disharmony. So you can connect, let's say, you can specify my Egyptian lifetime, my Indian lifetime, my Mayan lifetime, my Aztec lifetime. So you can specify also and spend some time, see yourself in those lifetimes, notice what gets released from those people. So that way you can also develop your senses.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Mr. It's
You're
lovely
welcome.
To talk to you, yeah.
Hi, Mr.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I've signed up for the crystalline session on the 2 Saturdays, and the person who is in my immediate family is my life partner. We're not married. Do I send an email saying that I want to include him, or how does that work?
Well, there's a call about that tonight. It would be more appropriate, but there was a link, and there was a button that says add, where you could add names, but if you didn't, you can just send me the names.
Okay, because I didn't get that memo.
Okay, because it was actually in during checkout, there was a link that said add.
I didn't.
Maybe it wasn't that clear.
So I'll send you a memo. And the other thing is, I have I get very close to being successful, and then I just disconnect from that to the. And it's almost like an addiction. I get close, and then I've been working with the tools, and I've been working on myself for a long time. And do you see any sort of timeline where I might overcome this and actually realize some of my dreams?
Work with the ancestral patterns. Use the rings of harmony. Go back 5 generations and include everybody in your family, including yourself. And have the rings of harmony run around all of you for, let's say, 3 weeks, or you know, whatever number you get, to dissolve all issues with financial disharmony, all issues with failure. So keep doing that, and that's a morphic field also. So keep disconnecting from morphic field that says, I get close to my success and then I don't get anything, you know, things like that. So keep disconnecting from all these morphic fields and connect with Morphe fields of 100% success.
Will do. I'll be working that, but I can listen to the call about the crystalline and the Saturday work we're doing. So I make sure to get the information about that. Okay. Is there any way for me to go back to the checkout page, or should I just write the email?
No, because you already checked out. So just send me an email.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thanks, this has been great.
Hello.
Okay. Monsieur, it's Helen calling from Edmonton.
Hi.
I wanted to ask, when I'm using the the rings or any of the other programs, do I always have to have an intention first before I begin?
The only ones that will ask you for an intention or a goal is the ones that have holographic vision board integrated. So when the vision board launches, it will ask you for something. Other programs, you don't have to. By default, they're programmed to work in a certain way, but if you want to ask something, you could. So you can say apply template, release block patterns in love, and release all of my issues with current relationship or my, I don't know, parents or kids or, you know, spouse, whatever that may be. So you can you can run it in a general way that will address everything gradually, or you can be a little more specific.
Okay, but if you're not specific, like for instance, if I just activate the rings regularly.
Yeah, you can just do a general detox, and whatever you can release at that time, it will release.
Okay, and then how does one work with the abundance graphic? I did print it off. I know it says put it up near the headboard and at heart level, but I wasn't quite certain what to do.
Yeah, so, you know, people, there are people, you know, who have companies where they place them on the walls and they tell me that they get more clients. You can use them, keep them on your, let's say on your phone, or you can take a look at them on your laptop. You can think about some of your goals that you have and just immerse yourself in those vibrations, because there are a number of things that are programmed in those images. The information is coming from different planes, so they're not really flat images. So you can do that, and when you put it under your, you know, behind your headboard, it just keeps radiating that vibration, so you can also absorb that when you sleep.
I see. So the reason for the headboard was for as you say, internalizing it while you're sleeping, but
right.
Behind the headboard would be like on the wall hidden. Is that still all right?
Yeah, that's fine too. You know, if you, you know, let's say there are so many different types of headboards, you
right.
know,
exactly.
you may be, yeah. right.
Yeah.
So you can put it there, but it's, if you can see it, it's better so that because your brain is more comfortable knowing that something is there.
Okay, now what about printing it off and using it in the refrigerator under the foods or things like that?
The abundance for food?
Yeah, yeah.
You could. You could let me know what happened. I haven't thought about that.
Well, Core Love had created some geometric ones, which you could do that with, and that's why I was wondering.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there are many types of you know, matrix you can create. Because there are actually others that I have, but I haven't put them up on the site yet.
Okay. And then would I need to do the Golden Helix, because you don't have that PDF yet, before doing the crystalline, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Well, I didn't update the site, but I do have the recording and PDF. Everything was ready. I was just waiting for my designer to finish some of the artwork so I could include them. But I will send out an update to everybody who purchased them.
Oh, okay. That's great. And thank you very much. I can't really say I can tell much yet what's happening, but, you know, I do feel things still, and I'll just keep on going. And thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello, Mashur. This is Carolina from the Netherlands.
Okay, Carolina.
Hi. I wanted to ask you about... I got late on the call, so I don't know if anybody asked it already. But when I activate or apply templates for perfect health and fitness,
mm-hmm.
can I say for my kidneys, for my this and that, without saying again, apply template?
Yeah, you can do that. You can say something like apply template, perfect health and fitness to harmonize my kidneys. So
yeah, but I mean,
like
to harmonize my kidneys and to harmonize my reproductive system and my eyes and my. I mean, if you can.
Yeah,
say
I mean, if
a
you.
Lot of,
yeah,
a
if
lot
you have
things.
A bunch of them, then just run it in general, because you know it. Has a number of, because you know, it addresses all different systems, but then you can just keep it running for, you know, the general program. But if you have anything specific, maybe one thing, then you can also run it time to time for those specific, for those specific items.
Okay, but not for five per day. Okay. But the Rings of Harmony, if I ask it for around myself, my home, my car, my husband, and can I say activate the Rings of Harmony once and then say my home, my car, my husband? And
yeah, you can say something like activate the Rings of Harmony around myself, my husband, my home, my office, my business. Just think about those when you say those, that's fine too.
Okay. And another thing, I activate the harmonic shield every day and the Rings of Harmony also for protection so that I don't feel blocks, energy blocks from other people. But I cannot, I have problems being with other people still. And I try to...
The harmonic shield will block it, but how strong it gets depends on also how much you can handle at a time. So the more you work with it and the more you cleanse your field, the stronger your energy field can get and the stronger the harmonic shield can get. You can also say something like, activate the harmonic shield and only allow purity. You can enforce something like, do not allow other people's thoughts to come into my field or affect my field.
I ask that every day and also when I'm with people, but it just doesn't work.
Well, it's a matter of also training your brain and strengthening your own field, because the shield will not bring in more than what people can handle. So, one of the things is really to detox your field and then use the vision board to disconnect those. Because, we get so much, we get mapped the way when it comes to how our brain thinks and, feels and acts. So we have all these connections. So we want to disconnect from what's not working and we want to create new network. So all of these things that you have, all these issues about other people affecting you, just keep disconnecting from them and connect with complete harmony. You only allow your thoughts, keep connecting with fields like that. Because creating a new mapping, that could take a little time, just because our brain is used to a certain way of doing things. Now you're making a major change, so it needs to be comfortable. So gradually it can create a new mapping. Make sense?
Yeah. And is it also that I'm like programmed to absorb? I just want to take the pain away, like another caller, because she wanted to take the pain away from her son or something like that.
Well, you can disconnect from those issues and symptoms and, keep flushing your energy field with sunlight, keep flushing with the green ray of the sun, to melt away anything that is not beneficial for you. So green ray of the sun is good for that.
Okay.
All right.
And also, last question. How often should I use a vision board?
Whenever you want, whenever you have new goals, when you want to disconnect things and connect with high vibration, I would recommend using this every day, maybe morning and evening, so you create the mapping for your brain faster.
Twice a day? You mean? Do it twice a day?
You could do it as many times as you want, but since you want to disconnect from a lot of the old patterns, you can use it a couple of times a day. Or if you want to use it more, it's up to you. But at least use it a couple of times a day to keep disconnecting from old patterns and connect with patterns that will benefit you.
Okay, well, I've done it once a day, and then I don't see any changes. So then I think, well, but perhaps I should do it less or Just,
yeah, you can do it. You can do more and also disconnect from morphe fields such as, you know, nothing works for me, or I cannot change, or I'm stuck in all those morphe fields. You know, there's so many people that are connected to them. So keep disconnecting from all of those morphic fields. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much,
Michelle. You're welcome.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Okay, bye. Hello.
Hi, it's Josie from Massachusetts.
Hi, Josie.
I downloaded the programs recently, and they brought up a lot of fear in me, and I was wondering how to proceed in working with them.
If you're releasing a lot of fear that's deep inside, then you can feel them until they are completely gone. Anything specific?
No, just physical sensations.
Okay, you can use the Rings of Harmony more than the other tools. And disconnect, use the vision board also to disconnect from all fear, disconnect from all people, places, timelines that are causing fear, and connect with morphic fields of harmony, true love, joy, healing, let's say dolphins. Keep connecting with those, and also you connect with every single one of your lifetimes. So activate the Rings of Harmony for all of my lifetimes on Earth. And let's say you can leave it there for 21 days or, you know, whatever feels appropriate for you so that you can release this fear, anxiety, or any kind of disharmony from all of these timelines. Because there are a lot of times there are connections with other timelines, also patterns that come to us from ancestors. So you can also use the Rings of Harmony around you and all of your ancestors going back a few generations so you can release and transform what is not working for you. Makes sense.
Wonderful. I was going to ask you about another situation, and I guess maybe you answered it there, that over the last 9 years, really nothing's been happening for me. I haven't found my community, and work hasn't taken off, and things like that. So is there anything you see in my timeline that I need to address specifically?
Work more with the Egyptian lifetimes and the lifetime in Syria. So those are the two that popped up right away. But, you know, connect all of your lifetimes. Then also just do this lifetime too. Just use Rings of Harmony to release all issues regarding fear or all issues regarding abundance. You can do some specifics. Use the vision board to disconnect from situations that are not working. Connect with morphic fields of iPhones and products and people that you like so you can absorb more abundance. And also keep integrating restore inner abundance for yourself, your home, and things that you want to do. So keep raising your abundance vibration like the way we have done at the beginning of this call. Keep repeating that process to see where you are and what changes whenever you keep integrating these for a few days.
Oh,
so keep
wonderful.
Doing that. All right?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, so we are almost like, we're about an hour and a half over the time limit. So I'll take a couple more callers, then we will end for today. Hi.
Hi, Mishra.
Hello.
Geez, so many, I've heard so many people talking, and it almost sounds like broken record to ask. However, I'll go ahead and ask. So I was in a very long marriage for 24 years, and I've been divorced for the last couple of years, and I've found it very challenging to get into another relationship, even though I'm attracting some what I would consider to be quality partners, and I'm a straight man. I've educated myself about relationships. My marriage is one of those ones where, you know, you didn't really plan it out too much. You just all of a sudden you got married, and then we hung in there all that time. But and educating myself about relationships, you know, all these experts say, well, you know, don't settle and make yourself a list and make sure everything lines up perfectly. And, you know, I know there's no perfection. You can always find a flaw somehow. So I feel like I've struggled with this for quite some time, and I'm wondering if you can look at my timeline to see if there's something that's blocking me there.
Well, what I would recommend first thing is use the rings of harmony around yourself and everything that's in a home, your all the rooms, all the items, everything that you have, so that you can release the old vibration. So whatever is still carrying her vibration, release those from your home and from your energy field, because other people could feel that at some level.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to completely detox your field. Use the release block patterns in love program, and also you can, you know, you can look at every one of your lifetimes, activate the rings of harmony, and just do a general detox for all of your lifetimes. Keep doing that so that things also here can change. Use the vision board to disconnect from, you know, not being able to find somebody, or it's not working for you, or you move, you know, forward 3 steps and then back 2 steps. You know, any of those morphic fields or situations that you have and you're connecting to, keep disconnecting those. You can connect with the movie, the vibration of the movie, Serendipity. I like that. It has a magical, romantic theme.
Uh-huh.
So you can connect with that if you like. Pick a few others that you would like. What type of relationship, define that on the vision board. But keep absorbing those vibrations and disconnect from the old ones that you do not need. And keep working on releasing those patterns, because if you store those patterns in your field, you know, unless they're like out of your field, other people can feel them. So, so you can keep doing that. And, when you talk about other timelines, just pick all timelines where you've had relationship issues, or all timelines that are contributing to or preventing your relationships. Just connect with all of them. Use the rings of harmony there. Use the release block patterns of love, that program, for all of them. It makes sense.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. I also want to comment that I spoke with you once before, a couple of days ago, and I noticed that during that connection, wow, I felt a lot more energy and tingling and all that. So I just want to thank you so much for this connection.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to take a couple more callers. Next person. Hi.
Hi, Mishu. Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. I'm Neeta calling from India, and thank you so much for all the work you're doing. I have this problem, like, if my life has been pretty exciting and full of challenges, but I've always felt that I don't really belong here, that I'm just passing through, and like I feel homesick, as if I just want to go back home. So I wanted to know is that I want to know what is my purpose in life. How do I find that?
Well, first thing is connect with, you know, every one of your lifetimes. Use the rings of harmony to release all issues. And use the vision board for your purpose also. Use the vision board to disconnect any type of, let's say, any connections with people, places, timelines that may prevent you from receiving your purpose. So disconnect from them and connect with the morphic field of all the people on the planet who know their purpose. And, you know, think about what is it that you like to do? What do you want to offer? A lot of times people knew their purpose when they were little, let's say 6, 7, 8, 9, around those years, because people were more connected to their true purpose. So think about those years, and if you can remember anything specific. But use the rings of harmony, cleanse your field, and have the goals on the vision board. So, you know, see what happens. Ask these open-ended questions. like, what is my purpose? I would like to know my purpose. You can tag them in the hologram. Like, I would like to know my purpose, and I want to hear the word magic whenever I get anything that is close to my purpose so I can align myself more. So keep doing those and let your brain start to work more about finding what is it that you're looking for, and you can understand it more clearly.
It does make sense. I just want to know that as we're talking, can you see something that any particular thing that is blocking you?
Well, if I go into that, there's like so many things can pop up, and but when you work on other timelines, like releasing blocks, and also the ancestors, especially, let's say, I don't know which side grandmother shows up, but go back a few generations, let's say three or four generations, go back like four generations, add everybody from four generations before you in a network, you know, and release all ancestral patterns that you don't need and that are not serving you. So keep releasing those, and then flush your energy field with sunlight. You use the sunlight a lot. You use the light from Orion Galaxy a lot, so you can get yourself flushed and create more harmony. But the thing is, don't get caught up in not knowing. Sometimes things have a way of working out with the timeline. So, sometimes we live in fourth dimension, so time is a factor. So sometimes for some people, you kind of need to wait for a certain alignment around you before some information can be revealed. So
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so don't judge, but observe what happens, but do the processes and let this show up for you.
Okay, I got your program about 3 weeks back, and I've noticed something that I seem to get messages, like I'm just thinking of something, and maybe I'm amidst a lot of people that are just talking, and suddenly a word like wait, patience, something comes through that way, and it's like it pops up, and it's quite relevant to what issue is right there at that point in my mind. So. And I hear lots of music these days. In fact, I asked a couple of friends when I was around them, could they hear? And they said, no, there's nothing. It's very faint. So I is that something to do with clarity?
Well, you can tap into other realities, higher planes, that you can receive more information. Just notice what shows up, how they show up. Connect, ask, what can I receive from this that would benefit me, how I can use this to define my purpose and be more aligned. So keep asking those questions, keep connecting back to those moments and see how they show up.
Clairvoyance runs in our family from my mother's side. My mother had it, my grandmother had it, I have it, my son has it. But clairaudience is something that's just come up within the last 3 weeks ever since I started doing this program. So. I can tell you I'm extremely happy about it, because if you get an answer, like you think of an issue and there's a one word answer, and I get it. So what do I do? Accept it and go forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's great. So, the purpose of these programs is also to develop your senses so that people can see more, hear more, feel more, understand more, notice more. So great. So play with that and develop more of that.
Okay, and thank you, Michelle, for what you're doing. You're helping the whole world. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll take one more question. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to ask about, I've been feeling a lot of energy from all of this rings of harmony and everything, but I still feel some congestion in my chest. It seems to come and go, and I was just wondering what you pick up on that, what you see.
It's the, what I, Kundalini energy that's, through when it goes through your heart chakra, it's not fully going through the way it needs to go through. So this is something that will open up. Use the rays of the sun. Use these seven rays of the sun to flush through seven chakras. Use the rings of harmony. Also ask to clean up your chakras. You can have that specific intention. It's a default functionality, but you can also clean up your chakras a little bit more. So do that and let it be more harmony. So, you know, when that area is open, the flow will be more in harmony with you. But use the rays of the sun. Just keep flushing your chakras with these rays and keep using this ray, all the rays of the sun, to flush your energy field, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual bodies, and keep doing that.
Okay. I really appreciate it, and I'm very grateful for everything. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. So thanks a lot. We're about 2 hours over the limit. So thanks for joining, and please listen to the other calls also. There were a lot of questions and answers in the first two calls. I will post this online on the same coaching page, coaching calls page. So if you want to listen to the call again, it's there. So have fun, and take care.